Good morning and welcome to the midweek devotion coffee with Ann. This morning I told the Lord, good morning, and swung my feet to the floor. Already my mind headed for the kitchen and a hot cup of coffee with plenty of cream. I am happy this morning that you're sitting with me as we look at the message of Psalm 23. Perhaps you could read along with me. I will give you a few seconds to turn to this psalm before we begin. Let's read together. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely Your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This psalm for me and many is one of peaceful comfort, the story of how the Good Shepherd is committed to the care and protection of His sheep. In John 10, 3 and 4, we read, "The gatekeeper opens the gate for the shepherd, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice." Like the shepherd who takes devoted care of his sheep, we are reminded how devoted our Lord is to each of us. The healthy, the strong, the weak, the sick, the lost. All are equal of receiving His unlimited care and peace. Trust Him as a young child trusts Him. Trust Him as a sheep trusts Him. Now, I personally know no shepherds, and in fact have seen only a few sheep in my life. But this past weekend, my oldest grandson, Gabe, was in town for work and a visit. His presence with his new dog, Harper, provided me with an example of the Good Shepherd's love. Harper is a beautiful Australian Shepherd puppy. Gabe loves dogs, and it is evident that Harper is the apple of his eye, after his wife, Darby, of course. But for whatever timing reason, Harper was neutered just a couple of days before they traveled to Atlanta. I have watched Gabe nurse this 35-pound dog for a couple of days. He protects her, keeps her in the room with him, carries her up and down the stairs, goes out with her early in the morning to take care of business. When he had to be gone for work, she jumped at every sound and gazed about looking for him to come in the door. When he finally came in, she came alive, bobbed tail wagging, her whole body moving. He opened her crate and lifted her out, and the kisses from Harper covered his face. "My protector, my love, his home." The message was written all over her. I have found the events of the last months have built up in me, despite my efforts to push them away and trust my shepherd, my love. It has been a difficult time for everyone in this country, and being bombarded with it all day, every day, has damaged my spiritual balance. Like most things of this world, it has impacted me without realizing it was happening until I have gotten to the point of realizing I have not been reminding myself daily that He, the Shepherd, is in control of the small and the large. In having these thoughts, I remembered some of the words from an old hymn, "Because He Lives." So I looked it up and found that the words were very comforting. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. The song was written in 1969 by Bill Gaither. Their son was born that year, and the world was in chaos with Vietnam War and the civil rights struggle. Chaos is the name of the game in this world, and yet life continues just as it does in all of nature. I gaze out the window of my office. There is a tall, full tree in the yard across the street. I can see the rising sun reflected off the red and orange and rose and green leaves of this beautiful tree. Every year, despite what is going on in this crazy world, this tree blesses me with its beauty. Such a visual reassurance that my shepherd lives and there is no need to fear tomorrow. I would like to quote Wes Moss from an article in the AGC this past Sunday. Every day in the U.S., 150 million U.S. workers wake up with the goal to feed and shelter their families. We make sales calls, hammer nails, perform surgeries, teach algebra to pay the rent or the mortgage, fund retirement support charities, and put our kids through college. We buy an occasional steak dinner or a new toy and put money back into the economy. And so, as the shepherd does, we get up in the morning. We care for those in our lives and work to provide the needs of others. As the sheep do, we follow His lead, trust Him to control the uncontrollable. Please join me in prayer this morning. Lord, let us all rise each morning, take a deep breath of the air You have made. Thank You for our rising. And listen, as a sheep for their shepherd, for Your guiding voice through the day. You are our shepherd, Lord. Oh, that we would trust You with our care. In Your precious name, we pray. Amen. Once again, thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.